One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory. Hey, chickens. We're still watching The Magician's Apprentice. We barely got into it. We're in just left the Shadow Proclamation. We're following Colony Staff around. Then back on Khan. Oh, we've had a lot. Good go of Khan, this story. I mean, the other one was in a prologue, I guess, so maybe we haven't had a real go of it. Anyway, Colony Staff is gliding around the Khan Quarry. The craggy, wet Khan Quarry. Don't say craggy Khan Quarry. It's too hard. like I always say to writers, like if you're writing for television or any kind of speech thing, don't write tongue twisters. Like, alliteration is beautiful to read with the eyes, but out loud, it's a nightmare. Like I write a lot of alliterative stuff when I'm writing. Like, it's just, it feels good to write, but I just would hate to think of someone trying to record an audiobook of anything I've written with, like, a long list of alliterative phrases. Oh, my God, I can't even speak out loud. But yeah, it's just no good for speaking because you do trip over and it takes ages to get through. But it just feels beautiful. Anyway, we're on Colony Staff. Colony Staff is on Khan. In the Craggy Quarry. Colony Staff in the Craggy Khan Quarry. Oh, my God, it's hard. Anyway, welcomed by the sisterhood. Staff wants to know where the doctor is. And Mother Sister, she's my new favourite, Mother Sister. She's like, where he always is, right behind you. At which point I expected him to turn up, but he does not. Which was kind of like, I'm like, you've written a thing that would be a great moment. And it doesn't happen. And Saf says, Colony Saf says, Davros is dying. And Mother Sister's like, yeah, he's ancient. He should have been dust centuries ago. And Colony Saf has a message for the doctor. And Mother's like, give it to me. And Saf wriggles. And she's like, your powers mean nothing here. And Colony Saf says, Davros knows. Davros remembers. The doctor must face Davros one last time. And then he goes off skating again through the Craggy Khan Quarry. and the mother sister says, Doctor, what have you done? And the doctor pops up from behind a rock. Oh, he was behind him the whole time. next thing, we're in a corridor, but there's no text on screen, so we don't know where the corridor is. Come on. You've told us where we are for the first three scenes, and now you're not going to tell us where we are? This is very inconsistent. It's upsetting me. Anyway, we're in a corridor, and hear some moaning, and then we see Davros. Is moaning, doctor, he's all hooked up to things. There's a beeping heart machine. I guess this is a space hospital. Maybe space palliative care, given how he's in a bad way, old Davros. And Colony Sarf is standing in front of him saying, you're dreaming. He goes, no, I'm anticipating. And he's holding the 11th Doctor's Sonic, but it's very old and busted now. Has he been hanging on to this entire time? Oh, my God, how has he not really known that the Doctor was the Doctor all these times? Like, in the Genesis of the Daleks, didn't he go like, oh, yeah, I remember you from when I was a kid? Again, maybe this is part of my, my changing timelines theory. Like, now that the 12th Doctor has gone back and met young Davros, that changes the timeline of what happens with the Daleks and Davros and everything. I don't know. Maybe. The Dalek pulse noise is getting that. You know that wah-wah, that Dalek noise. I love that noise. Colony Sarf says he cannot be frowned. And Davros says the Doctor has a weakness. If you seek the Doctor first, seek his friends. I love doing Davros' voice. I need to get a Davros comic book so I can do the voice. And so, of course, Davros seeks his friends. And the next thing we see, Clara, she's holding a bin for a kid to spit his Chewie into. Then he says, can I get it back at the end of the day? And she's like, how will you know which one's yours? It's gross. And then she starts talking about Jane Austen. She's like, oh, amazing writer, brilliant comic observer, and a phenomenal kisser just between us. And then she's looking out the window and there's an airplane just stuck in the sky, which... you know, breaks the laws of physics, so that can't be happening. And she tells the kids to get on Twitter and look up the hashtag planes have stopped. Oh, my God. The news are reporting that planes have stopped. And the principal comes in to tell Clara there's a call for it. She goes, yeah, that'll be UNIT. And he says that we're going to put him through to the Prime Minister. Clara runs out talking on the phone. She goes, I'm taking day off personal leave. Okay. She's on the phone and then gets on her motorbike, and there's lots more news reports about the frozen planes. It's really effective, like, images of, like, moving things in the foreground. The planes just kind of, like, frozen there above runways and beaches and things that are just hanging in the sky. Clara rides her motorbike to the Tower of London, where Kate Stewart's on the phone. Kate hangs up when Clara arrives and tells a man who's looking at a monitor to tell the president she'll call him back. Oh dear. Hang up on the president to hang out with Clara. No fun. Kate says that he's not answering his phone and there are 4,000 planes stuck in the sky. That's a lot of people. And Clara's like, that's a lot of fuel. And Kate's like, oh, my God. Giant bombs hanging in the sky, basically. Then there's a sciencey woman who says the nuclear power stations are still running. And then she does a search at Clara's behest for earthquakes and tsunamis. And Clara wonders how this could possibly be an attack. If it's being advertised like this. She said if someone has this power, then they would just attack. Sciencey woman says that they're frozen in time, that they're not, it's beyond human science. She seems quite excited by it, frankly. It's beyond human technology. And Kate's like, we need the doctor. And Clara's like, we can't call the doctor and bleed. He'll go Scottish. And she asks what they have to do. What do they know? So Clara says it's someone who wants their attention, obviously. And then someone calls out that there's a message on the doctor's channel. And Kate's like, he never uses that channel. I don't think he even knows that it's there. And they say it's text. And Clara's like, oh, texting. It's definitely not the doctor. And the message comes up and says, you so fine, you blow my mind. Hey Missy, you so fine, you blow my mind. Hey Missy, oh my God, hilarious. As in Hey Mickey, the song Hey Mickey, but it's Hey Mickey, very funny. then Missy appears on the screen and she says, today I'll be talking to you out of the square window. And then her head blows onto this massive big hologram that's projected from the screen into the room. And Kate's like, how did she do that? And the sciencey woman goes, oh, it must be some kind of psychic projection or something. And Kate's like, thanks, in a really sarcastic way. Like, it's the most sarcastic. It's like, yeah, thanks. Like, you are not my favorite scientist. She's obviously missing Osgood, who was killed by Missy in the previous season. Missy's having a coffee somewhere sunny and says, she's not dead, surprise. And I'll need 8 snipers to train their guns on me because it's the only way Clara's going to feel safe enough to talk to her. Then at 4 p.m. in a European square, Missy's targeted by the snipers and their laser sights. A car turns up, and Clara gets out and goes over to meet her, and we'll have to find out what that meeting is like in the next episode.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.